哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，在这边一同来聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have service together.
我们感谢主耶稣的恩典，能够带领我们这一个礼拜很顺利的在这里举行成人的神训班。
We praise and thank God for His grace that we can all be here to attend the NATS.
因为有尔湾教会诸多弟兄姐妹爱心的帮助。
With the help from many of the Irvine brothers and sisters.
使我们今天有许多的弟兄姐妹从各地能够聚集在这里，一同来这边学习学习神的道理。
The brothers and sisters from many different places can come together to learn the words of God.
但是如果不是你们的接待，不是你们的爱心，不是你们的帮助。
Without your help, your love, and your labor,
我们要能够在这里享受一个平安的讲习会是不容易的。
It would be very hard for us to enjoy this very smooth seminar.
所以我们特别求神能够纪念尔湾教会弟兄姐妹的爱心。
We pray that God remember your love and your labor.
在这一次的课程当中，我们花了一点时间从来学习以色列人旷野的路程。
During the seminar, we've been spending time to study the path of the Israelites.
希望能够借着以色列人的路程，作为我们今天信仰路程当中的学习跟警告。
So that we may learn from their lessons in the wilderness.
但是虽然我们讲到了这是第八节的课。
Although this is now the eighth lesson.
但是我们才勉强地走到了第二年。
We are just barely in the second year.
到了西乃山还没有离开。
We are still staying at Mount Sinai.
所以从这里告诉我们一件什么事情。
So what does this teach us?
告诉我们说这个旷野路真的很难走。
That is very hard to walk in the wilderness.
走到现在才走到第二年而已。
We walked 8 sessions and still in year 2.
所以我们讲到在西乃山有许多重要的事情发生。
So we mentioned that many important events occurred at Mount Sinai.
而神也是特别故意的把他们带到了西乃山。
And God purposefully brought them to Mount Sinai.
因为迦南地并不在这个方向。
Because Canaan is not even in that direction.
但是神却引领他们的脚步朝着南方来行走。
But God guided their footsteps southward.
在人的眼里看起来这一条路径很长，而且很浪费时间。
In our perspective, this is a very long and time-consuming journey.
但是这一段隐藏的日子能够帮助他们重新的组织起来。
But this period of them going into hiding helps them regroup.
能够从一个奴隶的从一群奴隶而转变成神的子民。
To grow from a group of former slaves.Into the people of God.
没有任何的组织能够建立神的军队。
There's no other way to organize the army of God.
从不认识神到明白神的律法。
From not knowing God at all to understanding His ordinances.
这就是来到西乃山的目的。
That is the purpose of Mount Sinai.
我们昨天谈到说，在西乃山，神特别吩咐他们建造会幕。
We studied yesterday that the Lord commanded them to build the tabernacle.
从此之后，在这一路的旅程，会幕就成为他们整个生活的中心。
And from then on, the tabernacle became the center of their camp.
因为会幕当中有神的约柜。
Because within the tabernacle is the ark.
是神同在的记号。
Which is the sign of God's abiding.
所以神要以色列人都认识一件事。
So God wants all the Israelites to recognize one thing.
就是他们在旷野路程生命的中心就在于有神在他们当中。
That the center of their wilderness journey is God.
所以你我今天我们都必须要问自己一个问题。
So reflecting on ourselves.
在我们今天这个忙碌紧张的生活里。
In our busy and chaotic lives.
请问你的生命到底是以什么为你的中心？
What is the center of your life?
你所追求的目标到底要带你去哪里？
Where does your goal lead you?
所以以色列人他们以会幕做他们的核心。
So the Israelites had the tabernacle as their center.
以信仰当作他们这个国度的中心点。
The faith Their common faith is what unites their nation.
所以我们昨天谈到了一些他们建造会幕所需要用的材料。
So then we began to study the material they used in building the tabernacle.
今天晚上我们来看出埃及记的第四十章。
So please turn to Exodus 34.
40. 出埃及记的第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
第十七节
Verse 17.
十七节，第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。十八节
18.
摩西立起帐幕，安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子。十九节
19.
在帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖盖在其上，是照神所吩咐他的。二十节
20.
又把法板放在柜内，把杠穿在柜的两旁，把施恩座安在柜上。二十一
21.
把柜抬进帐幕，挂上遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩，是照神所吩咐他的。二十二节
22.
又把桌子安在会幕内，在帐幕的北边，在幔子外，在桌子上将饼陈设在神的面前，是照神所吩咐他的。二十四
24.
又把灯台安在会幕内，在帐幕的南边，与桌子相对，在神面前点灯，是照神所吩咐他的。二十六
26.
把金坛安在会幕内的幔子前，在坛上烧了新香料做的香，是照神所吩咐他的。我们直接看第三二十、哦、我们看第三十节、啊、
Skip to 31.
他说把洗濯盆安在会幕和坛的中间，盆中盛水以便洗濯。摩西和亚伦并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。第三十二，他们进会幕或就近坛的时候，就当洗濯，是照神所吩咐他的。在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样子摩西就完了工。在这里，圣经记载整个会幕的搭设终于告了一个段落。
This is the recording of the conclusion of the construction.
就是把我们所之前谈到的一些材料把它组合起来，并且用来建立神所要的会幕。
Meaning they constructed all the parts into the formation of the tabernacle.
但是在我们所念的这一段内容当中，
And in this passage,
我们所不断的重复出现的一句话，
There is a recurring phrase.
叫做就是按照神所吩咐的。
Which is as the Lord had commanded.
所以到最后整个会幕它真正有价值的原因，
So the actual value of the tabernacle
就是因为它是按照神所吩咐的来建立的。
It's the fact that it was commanded and it was built based on God's command.
因为是按照神的旨意来完成，
Because it was done according to his will.
所以会幕才有资格被称为会幕。
Then it can have the Then it become the actual tabernacle.
因为是按照神的旨意来完成。
Because it was according to God's command.
所以神的荣耀才会充满了这个会幕。
That is why the glory filled the tabernacle.
所以我们今天不管是在建立我们的教会或我们的家庭。
So whether we are constructing, reconstructing the church or the family.
或者是在建立我们内心当中个人的信仰。
Or to rebuild our faith.
其实我们要把这一切做得好，它有一个绝对的先决条件。
There is one key point in order to do it well.
叫做按照神所吩咐的。
It's called to do it according to God's command.
只是我们今天的人因为程度越来越好，知识越来越多，能力越来越强。
However, we may have a lot of skills and a lot of knowledge and a lot of abilities.
以致我们有时候会回到神的面前跟神讲说，你这事做得不好。
So we might come back to God and said,I don't think this is right.
神啊，你的方法好像不太对吧。
I don't think your way is right.
神啊，你这样做可能比较没有效率哦。
I don't think that is very efficient.
来吧，神啊，我来教教你要怎么做才对。
Let me show you how to do this.
以致我们常常把神的方法做了很多的调整。
So we make a lot of adjustments to God's will.
我们在侍奉当中添加了许多个人的仁义。
When we serve, we add a lot of our own will.
以致虽然在侍奉，但是这个祭物却不华美。
So although we serve, our sacrifice is not beautiful.
好像付出很多的努力，但是神却不见得悦纳。
Although we spend a lot of time, our Lord is not pleased.
所以我们从第一节课一直讲到今天。
So starting from lesson one,
一直在强调一个叫做按照神的旨意来做事。
We continue to emphasize this point, do according to Lord's command.
按照神所吩咐的才叫做神的会幕。
Well, it's only if we follow God's command is it called the Lord's tabernacle.
好，所以当我们今天来到这个会幕，
So when we arrive at the tabernacle,
我们会看到几样东西。
We will see a few items.
当你接近这个会幕的时候，你会看到献祭的祭坛。
We will see the altar.
就是当人来到神面前不可空手朝见神。
This is the place to put your offering when you come, not empty-handed.
你再继续往下走，你就看到一个铜盆。
And as you keep going, you see a basin.
说人要过去，必须要洗手洗脚才能前进。
And before you go further, you must wash your hands and feet in the bronze basin.
当你进到了会幕，
And then you enter into the holy place.
在你的左手边有一个金灯台。
On the left is the golden lampstand.
而在你的右手边有一个桌子，上面放了十二个饼。
On the right is a table with 12 pieces of bread.
在你的正前方，
right in front of you,
有一个布幔隔开，
is a veil dividing the room.
就是把圣所跟至圣所把它分开了，
which is separating the holy place from the holy of holies.
在你面前你可以看得到的，
which is right in front of your view.
就是有一个金香炉
is an incense altar.
所以当你过了金香炉，
when you pass the incense altar,
当你过了那个布幔，
when you pass the veil,
你就从圣所进到了至圣所，
you would have entered into the holy of holies.
里面就是约柜，
which is the place of the ark.
约柜上面有施恩座，
on the ark is the mercy seat.
这就是整个你所看到会幕大致的形状，
which is the general construction of the tabernacle.
这是神的设计，也是今天给你我的一个提醒。
This is a design by God and as a reminder for all of us.
来告诉我们说，今天建立一个神所喜悦的信仰居所，让神来居住，到底需要什么？
Of what we need to build for God to dwell with us.
不是只有讲教会啊。
Not just talking about church.
讲教会，讲家庭，还有讲我们每一个人的灵修生活。
I am thinking of the church, our family, and us individually.
是通通都需要有的。
We all need to have these qualities.
所以我们从最核心开始讲。
So from the very core.
最中心是什么？
The very center.
最中心就是约柜。
Is the ark.
是神与人同在的记号。
This is the sign that God is with men.
也是 你我今天信仰所追求的目标。
Which is the pursuit of our faith.
我们今天需要什么？
What do we need today?
信耶稣要得到什么？
What do we look for when we believe in Jesus?
不就是希望有主藏在我们的生命之中吗？
It is to have God in our life.
使我们在世有安慰。
So that we may be comforted in this world.
来世有永恒的盼望。
And have an eternal hope after we die.
说这才是我们今天信耶稣的原因跟所应当追求的目标。
This is the reason for our belief and the pursuit of our faith.
因为世界上的一切最后都会过去。
Because all things on this earth will pass.
你所追求的到最后不见得能够有多少的价值。
What you pursue after in the world would not have much value.
有一个弟兄。
Brother once.
我还记得他刚刚毕业的时候。
After he just graduated.
哇，很兴奋啊，刚刚毕业。毕业找到工作，领了薪水，买了第一台车。
He was very excited. He got his first paycheck and got a new car.
好高兴啊！虽然只是一台蛮便宜的小车啊。
Even though it was not expensive or not too big a car, he was very happy.
哇，但是啊，天天清，天天擦，宝贝的不得了。
So he washed it every day and he treasured it.
有一天呢、啊，开过来给我看啊。
One day he drove the car over.
我也跟他一起高兴啊。
And I was happy for him.
结果啊，看完了外面要看里面，不是吗？
So after I saw the outside, I was going to see the inside.
他跟我说啊，看看就好啊。
He said, just look.
我们这车不载人的。
You can't sit in it.
不给人家坐啊。
You wouldn't let anybody else sit in it.
因为宝贝的不得了啊。
Because it was too good, too precious to him.
我说啊，好朋友啊，给你看一下就不错啦。
He says, well, I'm doing you a favor, letting you see it.
啊，这种朋友哦，没有人需要了
哈。So I don't need this kind of friend.
啊，但是啊，过了一阵子之后啊。
But then after a while,
啊，有机会啊，又遇到他啦。
So then I saw him again.
哇，哎，这是同样一台车吗？
He still has that car.
怎么变得这么脏啊？
How come it's so dirty?
哇，全部都是灰尘，那个座位上东西乱丢。
It's covered in dust and there's stuff all over the inside.
这叫做人世间物质的追求。
This is called material pursuit.
让你快乐兴奋一阵子。
You're happy for a while.
转过身来，突然发觉其实没有那么的，没有那么的有价值。
Before you turn around, it has lost its value.
哦，所以当我们今天所有的盼望、生命的追求都在这些会消失的物质上面。
If these are all the things we pursue after.
有时候你得着越多，你的生命越加的空虚。
The more you gain, the more in vain your life feels.
哦，所以当你的生命当中有约柜。
But if your life contains the tabernacle,
你知道里面你可以见到神。
You know within it you can meet God.
你知道不管走到哪里，神都与你同在。
You know that no matter where you go, you have God.
不管遇到什么事情，都有他保护跟看顾。
No matter what happens, you have God protecting you.
而且他会牵着你的手，引领你的路。
And He will hold your hand, guide you on your path.
最后带你回家。
Take you home.
啊，你不管到哪里，不管遇到什么事情
，Doesn't matter what you face.
你都会知道说，我的生命有更美的价值跟意义。
You know that there is a better purpose for your life.
但是为什么当中约柜神会与他们同在呢
？But why was God abiding with them through the tabernacle?
我们来看列王记上的第八章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上的第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
第八章第九节
verse 9
第九节
chapter 8 verse 9
这里说约柜里唯有两块石板就是以色列人出埃及后神与他们立约的时候摩西在何烈山所放的除此之外并无别物在这里告诉我们说他们的约柜当中只有一样东西
So this tells us there's only one item in the ark.
就是这个法这个就是神所给予他们的法版。
There are two tablets from God.
所以因为约柜当中有法版。
So because the tablets are in the ark.
就成为神与他们同在神降临的居所。
It became the place where God comes to meet.
所以弟兄姐妹们我们不断地在强调一个观念。
So I continue to emphasize this point.
今天一个好的基督徒。
A good Christian.
今天一个爱主的基督徒。
One who loves God.
一定是一个今天听话顺命遵守圣经教训的基督徒
is one who submits to the teachings of God.
因为在箴言的二十八章告诉我们
in Proverbs 28 it tells us.
我们如果看箴言的第二十八章
let's turn to Proverbs 28.
箴言二十八章的第九节
28 verse 9.
第九节
28 verse 9.
这里说转耳不听律法的他的祈祷也为可憎啊，在这里啊，圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible says.
如果你不听神的话。
If he one who turns away his ears from hearing the law.
虽然你常常在祷告，虽然看起来非常热心。
Even though you pray a lot and you do a lot of work.
如果你不听神的话，你不行神的道，你的祷告在神眼里是可憎恶的。
If you turn away from hearing the law of God, then your prayers are not pleasing to God.
这个叫做假冒为善的人啊。
This is called hypocrisy.
啊，虽然看起来很属灵，虽然看起来很圣洁。
Even though the person appears very pure and holy.
但是不听神的话，不守神的道，生活当中没有神的规矩。
But not following the laws, not hearing the law of God, means that they're leading an unlawful life.
说这种人，他祷告神是不垂听的。
The prayers will not be heard by God.
所以在这里给我们一个提醒。
So that reminds us.
今天我们每一个人一定要学道。
That we need to learn the word.
才能够明道。
In order to understand.
因为有学道而且明白道理最后才能够在生活当中行道。
Because we hear and understand, we can practice and do our learning.
使我们的信仰成为一种真实的生命。
This way, our life will be a truly lively one.
那神就要在这个会幕当中与你同在。
Then the tabernacle will be with you.
接下来我们来往外看哦。
Then we look outward.
说你走出来，你会看到三样东西。
So as you exit the holy of holy, exit the tabernacle, you'll see three things.
你会看到灯台，你会看到陈设饼的桌子，还有你会看到金香炉。
We exit the veil, you'll see the lampstand on the right, the table on the left, and then the golden incense.
一样，这是我们每一个基督徒的信仰生命当中都必须要拥有的。
These are the three items we must possess.
金灯台是整个会幕当中唯一的一个光源。
The only light source in the tabernacle is the lampstand.
而在这里，神却吩咐他们。
But the Lord commands them this.
我们来看出埃及记的第二十七章。
In Exodus 27.
出埃及记的二十七章。
Exodus 27,
第二十节
，verse 20.
二十节
，verse 20.
你要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。二十一节
，21.
在会幕中法柜前的帐的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早晨，要在神面前经理这灯。这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例。在这里，神吩咐以色列百姓。
So here the Lord commands the Israelites.
他说，在你的会幕当中有一个金灯台。
In the tabernacle, there's a lampstand.
而这个金灯台，它的灯光必须要常常点着，灯光常亮。
And the light must continuously be lit.
而且在这里特别告诉我们一件事情。
And it's even said so.
他说这个灯是要从晚上到早晨都要一直点着。
That it needs to be on from evening to the morning.
这个是一件很奇怪的事情。
This is a very unusual requirement.
而且在人的眼中，这是非常没有必要的事情。
And for us, it seems very unnecessary.
因为你帐幕，因为你的会幕旁边有幔子。
Because outside this, holy is a curtain.
而且你上面有屋顶，上面有顶盖。
And there are coverings above.
所以可能会幕当中它的光线比较不好。
So it must be very dim inside.
所以你需要一个灯台，把这个灯点亮。
So you need a lampstand.
当祭司进来侍奉的时候，他就看得到路。
So the priests can see where he goes.
但是有一个问题呀。
But there's one problem.
谁会在晚上半夜的时候跑到会幕里面来侍奉神呢？
Who would be coming at night to worship?
没有啊，那个平常侍奉都是白天的时候。
No one. Usually they come in during the day.
所以神特别吩咐说，从晚上到早上，这个灯不能熄灭。
But here it says the light needs to be on throughout the night.
在人的眼中，这是一种没有必要而且非常浪费的行为。
So in our eyes, this seems unnecessary and even wasteful.
不要忘了，他们那个时候用点这个灯的油是要特别做的青橄榄油。
And even more so, this is a very special pressed oil.
不容易得到，而且非常珍贵。
It is very hard to obtain, very precious.
所以在你我来看，何必如此的浪费呢
？So why would we be wasting this precious oil?
晚上没有人把它熄掉，不需要，不需要。
There's no one coming at night. The light can go out.
但是在这里，神却特别吩咐他们。
But the Lord says,
有人没有人，从晚上到早晨，这个灯都必须要常亮。
The light needs to be on through the night.Whether there's someone in there or not.
因为今天你我的信仰是没有开关的。
For us today, there is not an on-off button for our faith.
你看啊，我们家里的房间的电灯都有开关。
At home, there are switches for our lights.
你一翻，打开了，再一关，它就没有了。
You can turn it on or turn it off.
但是我们今天的信仰却没有这个开关。
But for our faith, there is no such operation.
当你今天信仰有了开端，有了开关。
But if you do have on and off for your faith,
其实代表的就是你的信仰在神面前有非常大的破口。
That means that there is a big gap in your faith.
有人看到的时候，赶快把灯全部打开。
When someone is looking at you, you turn all the lights on.
赶快非常虔诚，赶快非常善良。
We show that we're very loving and we're very fervent.
突然今天旁边没有人传道没有在看我。
But when no one is looking at you,
啊，灯关掉了，这么认真干什么？
Then the light goes off.
啊，所以啊，我们今天的信仰不能有这个开关的。
We should not have such a way, in our faith.
不管我们在家，不管我们在哪里，
regardless of where we are,
也不管有没有人在看我们，
regardless of who is looking,
啊，告诉我们说，我们都要灯光常亮。
Our light should be on always.
黑暗常常代表的是患难的临到。
Darkness often means the beginning arrival of tribulation.
讲实话，人要在平安顺利当中赞美神、敬拜神，其实并不困难。
It is not hard to praise God when we're peaceful.
啊，但是在患难中、黑暗里抓住神不离开，这个比较难，比较困难啊。
It is much harder to hold on to God in a time of darkness.
人在顺利当中很容易感谢神。
When everything is going well, we can praise and thank God.
但是有时候遇到一点小小的挫折患难，就常常抱怨神生气。
But as soon as we encounter a small trouble, we complain and we're angry at God.
但是这里告诉我们说，虽然进入了黑暗，
But even though here it says they go into darkness.
人生当中有时候遇到一些患难，如同走在黑暗，看不到尽头。
When we encounter a dark period in our life which seems endless.
可能非常的痛苦，可能充满了眼泪。
Perhaps we shed tears in pain.
但是你不要失去了基督徒的亮光。
Do not lose the light that belongs to a Christian.
因为这个是你的神对你最大的期望。
Because this is the biggest expectation from our God.
或处顺境，或处逆境。
Whether in trials or in good peaceful times.
或有余，或缺乏。
Whether you have abundance or you're in lack.
或在高处，或在低谷。
Whether in the peak or in the bottom of a valley.
我都要从内到外发出亮光，做一个真真实实的基督徒。
Our light from the inside will continue to shine as a true Christian.
能够叫人在我们身上看到耶稣。
That others may see Jesus in us.
你就是一个有灯台的信徒。
Then you are a Christian with a shining lampstand.
在灯台的对面叫做陈设饼的桌子。
Across from the lampstand is the table for showbread.
圣经里面特别有告诉我们说，这个桌子上的饼它是会换的。
The Bible tells us that the bread is rotated.
说这十二个饼，它一个礼拜、一个星期，它会换一次。
Every week, the bread would be switched out.
换下来的饼，祭司他们可以吃。
Though the old bread, priests can eat.
然后新的饼再把它摆在神的面前。
And the new bread would be laid on the table.
所以这个陈设饼可以给我们今天做一个提醒。
So the bread symbolizes this.
这个饼是可以给你的，在神面前，但是你可以吃的。
That although the bread is in front of God, you may consume it.
就是我们今天信仰当中从神那边得到的体验、恩典跟福气。
Such as the experience we have received, the blessings and grace.
但是是要先给神看哦。
But first we must bring it in front of God.
因为这个饼不是你的，这个饼是神的。
Because the bread belongs to God.
你会觉得说，是我拿出来的。
So you might say, well, I provided the bread.
你看，是我把这个饼放到这个桌子上面，放在神面前。
I was the one that laid the bread.
但是虽然是你拿出来的。
Although you put the bread there.
但是这个饼是属神的。
The bread belongs to God.
所以神让你吃，你要学会感恩，你要能够珍惜。
So when God lets you eat the bread, you should have a heart of thanksgiving.
这是我们信仰路上从神那里得到的体验。
This is our experience in our journey.
但是在这里却有一个条件。
But there is one criteria.
告诉我们说，这个饼啊，一个星期就要拿下来。
The bread only can last one week.
然后再放上新的饼，陈设在神的面前。
And the new set will be put out.
所以这是给你我今天一个提醒。
So what does this say?
我们在信仰的生活当中，我们要敏感一点。
That in our spiritual life, we must be very sensitive.
什么叫做敏感一点呢？
With what?
就是在今天生活当中所得到的恩典，你要常常看见，常常数算，常常感恩。
That the things that we see in our daily lives, we must observe and give thanks often.
有时候在教会当中，我们有安排见证会。
Sometimes we have testimony sessions.
负责人就会开始找人啦。
And the church councils will look for people.
结果大家就开始躲啦。
And everybody runs away.
不要啦，不要啦，不要叫我啦。
Oh, not me, not me.
有时候我们会害怕，这个可以理解。
Some of us might have stage fright, I understand.
其实啊，传道站在这里也是很害怕。
I have stage fright too.
所以啊，你会紧张，你会害怕，这个我们了解。
So I understand if you get anxious.
但是你紧张，你不要乱讲话。
But don't just say whatever you want.
有些人为了不想做见证。
Some people, to get out of doing testimonies.
他说啊，不要不要，我都没有见证，我都没有恩典，不要叫我。
They'll say, I have no experience and no grace. Don't call on me.
不要随便乱说话。
Don't say something like that.
圣经里面常常出现一句话。
Bible repeatedly says this.
叫做按照你的信给你成全。
Will be given to you according to your faith.
你的信是什么？
How much is your faith?
如果你说我的信就是我都没有恩典，我都没有可以见证的。
If there is truly no grace and no blessings,
那要是神按照这样给你成全，你要怎么办？
And God truly gives it to you accordingly, what would happen?
这是你自己要求的哦。
That's what you just said.
我都没有，我什么都没有。
I have nothing.
所以我们今天啊，害怕没关系，但是不要乱讲话。
Even though you might be worried about testifying, but don't just give out any random excuse.
你可以说我还没有准备好。
You can say I haven't had time to prepare.
你也可以说我害怕，你帮我祷告。
You can say I'm scared. Please pray for me.
你会说我试试看。
I can say I can give it a try.
你可以有不一样的反应。
You can have other responses.
但是千万不要随意的开口说没有，都没有，没有恩典。
But don't just casually throw out this phrase. I have not had any blessing.
其实我们生活当中应该都有神的恩典在我们的生命里面。
I believe that we all have blessings from God.
我们也不要觉得每一次都要大神迹才能做见证。
Because we must not only look at the big miraculous events.
哇，一定要重病啊，重病被医治才能做见证。
It need not be a huge incurable illness that was cured.
或者是啊，一定要大车祸没事啊才能做见证。
Or a very big tragic accident.That I was saved by.
我们这一次纪慈姐妹跟我们做见证。
This time, Sister 纪慈 testified for us.
讲到说她一个大车祸，神保守她的性命平安。
She told us about how God saved her life in a big car accident.
但是你问她。
But if you ask her.
你问她说，如果让你有选择。
If you had a choice.
你是选择能够平安的开车回家呢？
Do you prefer to just go home?
还是啊，哇，大车祸没死啊，感谢主可以上台做见证啊。
Without any trouble or have this car accident, you can testify.
其实我们都是天天活在神的恩典当中，不是吗？
Don't we live daily in God's protection and blessings?
所以我们要敏感一点。
So we need to dial up our sensitivity.
生活当中的恩就像这陈设饼，陈设桌上的饼。
So the blessings we receive are like the bread.
我们要能够每个星期都要能够替换它。
We need to have a new set every week.
不是叫我们不要纪念过去的恩典。
It doesn't mean that we would forget about the past blessings.
却是告诉我们要常常思想神今天新的作为。
It means that we need to have new and new reflections on God's blessings.
有时候我们在跟一些信徒谈聊天啊。
And I sometimes talk with the members.
每次只要讲到恩典，讲到神的作为，永远都是五十年前。
When that they would tell me about their blessings from 50 years ago.
其实我不是说这个不好。
I'm not saying that is not correct.
你能够记住过去神的恩典，这是好事，表示你感恩。
It's great that you can recall the events 50 years ago.
但是如果除了那几样，你再也想不出任何的恩典来分享。
But if these are the only ones that you can recall,
那只有两个可能。
Then there are two.Possibilities.
一个就是你真的什么都没有得到。
One is you truly have received nothing.
另外一个可能就是你得到，但是你从来没有放在心上。
But two is you've received them, but you never pay attention.
但是我们知道说神的恩典常伴在我们的身边。
So when we realize that God's blessing is always around us.
所以第一个可能是错的。
So the first one is impossible.
那就只剩下一个原因了。
Then there's only one left.
就是你有得恩典，但是你从来不放在心上。
That you have received, but you have not remembered.
你把一切都视为理所当然的。
You think everything is just for granted.
因为没有去纪念，所以不懂得感恩。
Because we do not take note, we do not give thanks.
因为不懂得感恩，所以觉得信仰其实非常的疲乏，非常的平淡。
And because we do not give thanks, we feel like our faith is very casual.
觉得说没有啊，生命当中没有体验啊，信仰当中没有什么体验啊。
There is no experience of God in our life.
只是因为你不懂得数算。
Simply because we don't know how to count the blessings.
所以告诉我们说，这个陈设饼要常常的替换它。
So the showbread has to be changed every week.
在生活当中，你要不断的去数算神所赐给你的恩典。
In our life, we need to always count our blessings.
那在前面这里有一个金香炉。
And in front of us is the golden incense.
这个金香炉是要做什么的呢？
What is the purpose of this?
我们来看启示录的第五章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
启示录的第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章的第八节
，verse 8。
第八节
，chapter 5 verse 8。
他既拿了书卷、四活物和24位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。而在启示录这里告诉我们。
So in here it tells us.
他说啊，那手里拿着这个的，手里拿的这个金香炉，就是众圣徒的祈祷。
That the incense is the prayer of the saints.
所以这就是我们隐藏的灵修功夫。
This is our hidden cultivation.
他说这个香烧的好，神就闻到就悦纳。
When the incense is burned, the Lord will be pleased.
所以告诉我们说，在神的法，在神的会幕当中
，So in God's tabernacle，
你要常常点燃这个馨香的，你要常常点燃这个香炉，让馨香的味道能够达到神的面前。
We must burn the incense for its sweet aroma.
能够使我们的祷告常常来到神的面前。
Meaning our prayer should always go up to God.
所以我们不断的强调，一个信徒他隐藏的功夫。才是真正重要的地方。
So we emphasize that the hidden cultivation is the core of a Christian.
因为真正的虔诚不是说常常板着一个很严肃的脸。
It is not the outward appearance.
或者是常常抱着一本圣经。
Or it's your accessories.
或者是开口闭口都用圣经来教训人。
Or your eloquence in rebuking.
因为你想想，主耶稣在世上是这样子的吗？
Was the Lord Jesus like that?
主耶稣有常常板着一个脸，然后开口就要教训人吗？
Did he have a straight face and always rebuking?
还是表现得自己很属灵、很超然，高过别人一等呢？
Did he purposely have a very reverent appearance to show that he's better than others?
主耶稣是走到人群当中。
No, he walked into the crowd.
他能够理解大家的软弱。
He could sympathize with others' weaknesses.
他知道跟随他的人懂得不多。
He knows that the people did not understand much.
所以他教训百姓，常常用比喻跟故事。
So he used very concrete items and stories.
所以啊，不是你今天啊，哇，这个嘴里讲的非常的这种深奥又困难的，你懂得比别人更多，就让你比别人属灵的。
So the level, spirituality is not all measured by how eloquent you are.
因为真正的属灵是你生命当中所带来的这种给旁边的人生命更新的力量。
Because your spiritual life is actually measured by how much you can help others around you.
当别人在你的身边，
when people surround you,
他可以在你身上看到基路伯，
they can see the cherubim.
他能够在你身上看到生命的道路，
they can see the way of life.
他能够在你的生命里面看到信仰的真实，
they can see the truth.
当他看到你的家，
when they see your home,
他会羡慕，
they would envy.
因为里面充满了基督的爱，
because of the fullness of Christ's love.
这个才叫做属灵啊。
That is a spiritual person.
我们来看一下马可福音。
Let's look at the book of Mark.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第二十一节。
21。
二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
这里说到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二节。
22。
众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们像有权柄的人，不像文士。这一节非常的重要。
This is a very important verse.
在这里讲说主耶稣进到会堂教训人。
So this says that the Lord Jesus went into the synagogue.
可是众人听到他讲的道就觉得这个人不一样。
And they quickly realized that he was different.
是因为主耶稣所讲的道理又艰涩又困难吗？
Was it because his teaching was very complex?
所以讲了半天大家一头雾水，没有一个人听得懂。
And nobody could understand?
还是耶稣表现得非常属灵超然，高过众人一等呢？
Or did he have a very holy appearance and he was better than everybody else?
那个叫做法利赛人文士。
Those are called Pharisees and scribes.
法利赛人文士被高看一等。
They were above the others.
因为那个是他们努力追求的目标。
Because that's the goal of their pursuit.
就是我比众人更属灵。
That I would be more spiritual.
我祷告比众人都多。
That I would pray more.
我禁食比众人多长更长。
That I would fast more.
这是法利赛人文士所追求的高超。
Than all of them, and that is their climax of their pursuit.
这不是耶稣。
That is not for our Lord Jesus.
但是当耶稣拿取书卷来教训众人，
But when he started to teach them,
在简简单单 的朗读经卷当中，众人就感到生命的力量。
When he simply recited the scriptures, the people felt his power.
因为在他们的眼中，耶稣本来是一个没有学问、没有读书、没有家世的人。
Because in their eyes, he was unlearned, he had no background.
但是他所说的话，他所带的教训，却有生命更新的力量。
But his words were full of power of regeneration.
这就是我们所需要的。
That is what we need.
为什么主耶稣说话行事有权柄呢？
How could his words be full of power?
不是因为他比较凶，
Not because he was meaner than them,
也不是因为他常常拍桌子，
or he would slam the table a lot.
在这里讲说，因为耶稣常常祷告，
but that he prayed often.
所以在马可福音的第二章第三十五节，
So in Mark chapter 2 verse 35,
这里说，次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野的地方去，在那里祷告。这个就是原因。
So it says that the next morning he got up and prayed, and that is the reason for his power.
所以真正的权柄不是因为你是什么身份。
So the real power is not your position.
也不是因为你道理比别人懂得更多。
Not your knowledge base.
或者是你口才比别人更好。
Or how you speak.
真正的权柄是因为你在神面前，在旷野中常常祷告。
And the power is from praying.In the wilderness.
就是你这个金香炉常点燃着馨香之气达到神的面前。
Which is the incense constantly going up to our God.
但是在这里却警告我们。
But there is a warning.
我们看回来出埃及记的第三十章。
Turn back to Exodus 30.
三十章。
Chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章的三十四节。
Exodus 30, verse 34.
三十四节。
34.
神吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他佛、施洗列、洗利比拿这馨香的香料和净乳香，各样要一样大的分量。35.
35.
你要用这些加上盐，按做香之法做成清净圣洁的香。这香要取点捣得极细，放在会幕内法柜前。我要在那里与你相会。你们要以这香为至圣。第37.
37.
你们不可按这调和之法为自己做香，要以这香为圣，归神。38.
38.
凡做香与这香一样，为要闻香味的，这人要从民中剪除。在这里有一个特别的要求。
So here is a special requirement.
告诉我们说，今天要做这个香，要拿到金香炉来烧。
That the incense should be burned at the golden altar.
他说啊，能够产生极美的香气，让神来喜悦。
That the fragrance would go for God.
但是要让这个香气让神喜悦，它有绝对的要求跟条件。
But for this act to be pleasing to God, there is one item.
你要用什么材料？
What material?
你要怎么去做它？
How do you make the incense?
你只有按照这些做香之法做出来的，神才接受。
Only if you follow the instructions, then God would accept.
所以又回到我们一开始的原点。
So we go back to the beginning.
叫做守规矩顺服神。
Which is to according to God's command.
我们会发现说，圣经当中有太多的事件，它的观念都是一样的。
So there are many things in the Bible with the same requirement.
叫做听命胜于献祭。
That obey is better than sacrifice.
顺服胜于公羊的脂油。
That to submit is better than the fat of the ram.
所以在这里讲说，你要为神做香，你要完全按照他的规矩跟条件。
So to make the incense, you need to follow the instructions.
他说，当你拿着这个香到会幕前，他要与你相会。
When you bring the incense, the Lord will meet with you.
所以你要在哪里找到神？
Where do you find God?
你怎么样跟神相会?
How do you meet with God?
这里说,你拿着这个祷告的香,藏在神的会幕中。
You bring this incense often to the tabernacle.
常常灵修,常常祷告,你就会看到神。
Pray often and meet God often.
但是这里再加一个警告。
There's one more warning.
他说啊,凡做香,按照这个方法,为要自己闻的,这个人要从民中剪除,很严重的。
Says if you make the incense for yourself, you will be cut off.
你不要说我只是好奇呀。
You can't say that I'm just curious.
很好奇呀，做做看呐，又不难，试试看就知道啦。
I just want to try it. It doesn't seem that hard.
试试看就死掉了。
Then you will be cut off.
为什么？因为这个是归神为圣的。
Because this is belonging to God.
所以这里也是给我们一个提醒。
So this is what we should learn.
说灵修的功夫是要展现在神的面前。
That the cultivation is for God.
而不是要为了个人的好处。
Not for our own benefit.
为什么叫做个人的好处?
What do I mean?
表现得很虔诚，让大家来崇拜你。
What I mean is you do not want to appear holy just so others can revere you.
好像很属灵，所以众人大家都跟随你。
You don't want to appear very pure so others can follow you.
所以做香做了半天是要拿来给自己闻的。
That would be making the incense for yourself.
神说这样的人从民中把他剪除掉。
The Bible says, cut off such people.
所以我们今天所做的一切都是为了神。
So what we do is for God.
不管是个人的灵修功夫。
Whether it's our own cultivation.
或者是我们侍奉在教会当中的侍奉。
Or the work we do inside church.
我们只是为了神来做。
We do it for God.
最后我们来看这个盆，这个铜盆。
Last we'll look at the bronze basin.
我们看回来出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
我们看出埃及记的第三十八章
Exodus 38
三十八章
Exodus 38
这里有一个很特别的记载
There's a very special passage
出埃及记的三十八章的第八节
Exodus 38 verse 8
这里说他用铜做洗濯盆和盆座是用会幕门前伺候妇人之镜子做的这里非常奇怪
So I find this very strange.
我们刚有说要来到会幕，你需要经过铜盆。
That we must pass the bronze basin to enter into the holy place.
不管是摩西、亚伦的子孙，都要洗手洗脚才能过去。
Moses, Aaron, and his descendants would have to wash their hands and feet before they enter.
所以这个铜盆虽然不起眼。
So although it is not a very showy basin,
但是却决定你过会幕会活还是会死。
It would determine whether you will survive after you pass into the tabernacle.
所以我们不要轻忽细节。
So we should not pass through this detail.
有时候当我们刚刚开始在侍奉，
Sometimes when we begin our service,
每一个人都是战兢紧张来尽了全力要做到最好。
We try our best with trembling and fear.
你第一次领诗的时候
Remember the first time you led hymns.
你第一次诗情第一次翻译第一次领会
The first time you played piano, the first time you translate or lead a sermon.
第一次教宗教教育第一次被选上做负责人
First time you became a religious education teacher, the first time being a church council.
是不是心里很慌非常紧张
Do you remember how up and down you felt?
所以有时候要领诗提早半个小时一个小时就来祷告
So you may come half an hour before to prepare your heart
需要翻译走到台上心里一直喊主啊救我
And you walk up to interpret and in your heart you say God please save me
你有喊主啊救我吗
有
有哈哈这就是正确的精神
被你听到
我有听到哈所以今天这不是他第一次翻译对不起 Today this is not her first time 这不是他第一次，这不是翻译的人第一次翻译。
This is not the first time the person interprets.
但是如果还是能够保持像第一次一样，在紧张战惊当中来侍奉神。
But if we can maintain the same attitude as we serve,
带着敬畏，你的救恩是有把握的。
And keep that same attitude, then your salvation would be at hand.
但是有时候随着时间的过去，
But as time passes,
人在不知不觉当中就越来越随便。
We would start to take things casually.
你可以想象摩西亚伦他们天天来来去去要经过会幕几次。
Can you imagine how many times Moses and Aaron would have to pass through the tabernacle every day?
每次经过都要洗手洗脚。
Every time they would have to wash their hands and their feet.
很麻烦啊。
Such a lot of work.
走进去啊，忘记拿东西出来，两分钟还要再重洗一次。
If they forgot something, they have to go back in. Just 2 minutes later, they have to wash again.
有时候啊，人就开始觉得说，其实少一次没有关系啊。
Then maybe we'll say, well, we can cut the corner.
但是啊，在这里神吩咐说，你只要经过，就是洗手洗脚。
But the Lord says, each time you pass, you must wash your hands.
这叫做时时警醒，常常提醒自己。
That is called being watchful and vigilant.
我们在信仰当中不要失去了起初对神的敬畏。
So we should not lose the initial reverence toward God.
但是这个铜盆非常有趣。
But there's something interesting about the bronze basin.
我说这个铜盆怎么做出来的？
How did they make the basin?
他说这是用会幕门口侍奉之妇人的铜镜做的。
It's made of the mirrors of the serving woman outside the door.
为什么要这样？
Why do they have to do this?
是已经没有其他的铜可以用了吗？
Are they out of bronze?
没有啊，他们出埃及的时候也抢了不少啊。
No, they actually looted quite a bit of bronze.
而且再缺也不会缺一个铜盆的大小啊。的分量啊。
And that the basin doesn't require that much bronze.
所以不是没有铜，只好去抢人家的。
So it's not because they lack bronze.
而是神所要的就是这会幕前侍奉之妇人的铜镜。
But he specifically wanted the bronze from the mirrors.
这些妇人可能在当代并不是一个非常被重视的一个团体。
So perhaps the serving women were not the center of attention.
因为我们并没有特别看到圣经当中有特别讲到这一群人。
Meaning they are not mentioned in the Bible.
他们虽然不为人所知道。
Although they are relatively unknown.
但是他们却常常暗暗的忠心的守候在会幕门口。
But they faithfully wait at the door of the tabernacle.
所以神特别就是要用他们的。
So the Lord specifically wanted their men.
虽然人没有注意到你。
Although people may not pay attention to you.
而且虽然你所拥有的可能不多。
Although what you have may not be much.
你就是这个小小的一个铜镜。
It is just a small mirror.
但是每个人把它少少的一点把它拿出来。
But if we all give the little bit we have.
就能够除造成会幕当中重要的器皿。
Then we can make a very important item in the tabernacle.
弟兄姐妹，千万不要小看你自己。
So don't look down on yourself.
有时候我们觉得说，哎呀，我就像那个会幕门口的妇人哈，做不了什么，没有什么能力，没有什么恩赐，我只能在这里做点小事而已。
You might think that you're just a woman serving, doing very little work.
我拥有的也不多，我就只有一个铜镜。
I don't have much.Just the mirror.
但是如果你愿意把它拿出来，
But if you're willing to give up the mirror,
所合起来的就是一个能为主所用的重要铜盆。
Joined together, it will become an important basin.
但是它有一个要求，
There is one requirement.
就是你要舍得。
You need to be willing to give.
因为对这些妇人来说，
For these women,
这可能是她唯一的一块铜镜。
That may be their only mirror.
出门总是要让自己好看一点。
We all need to look at ourselves before.
所以镜子也是要看看头发有没有整齐。
The mirror is to check our hair.
所以这个铜镜可能不显眼，但是对这妇人非常重要。
So although it's not an important mirror, it is important for the woman.
所以今天神来到你的面前。
So when God comes to us,
神跟你说，我要你这个铜镜。
And said, I'd like to use your mirror.
可是你跟神说，我就只有这一块而已。
But you say to him, I only have this one.
神在对你说，可是我需要用它。
But he says, but this is the one I want.
你要怎么回答你的神？
How would you answer?
这些妇人说，如果是这样，那你就拿去用吧。
The woman said, if so, take it.
从此之后，他们就被列在圣经当中。
That is how their names appear in the Bible.
成为永世纪念的榜样。
To be remembered as examples for all ages.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
62首。
62.